Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Summer is closing out and there are still plenty of wonderful things to see in the garden. Make your reservations to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask while in public. As you enter the garden from the cool atrium and veer toward the left, look up at the treetops and you'll notice the incredible hot pink of the floss silk trees that are blooming, one in front of the kiosk at the promenade and one in the upper meadow. The floss silk trees have been blooming around the parking lot for a few weeks now, and the other floss silk trees throughout the garden are just catching up. Especially the incredible white floss silk tree along Tram Road in Phoebe's Meadow. This tree is simply stunning and well worth the walk to see. Just across the way from the upper meadow is the children's garden, and this time of year the snapping turtle is happily swimming around in the sunshine while the blue butterfly bushes bloom wildly around the back walkway. There are many plants whose common name is butterfly bush. The reason these particular butterfly bushes are so named is twofold. One is obviously because they attract butterflies, and the other is a bit more fanciful because the two-tone blue flowers resemble butterflies. However, the plant is actually a Clerodendron jugendens and not from the Bedelia plant family, which is the family where many of the other butterfly bushes come from. Also blooming is the Pandorea jasminoides, or pink bower vine. This lovely and sweet-smelling vine can easily grow up to 25 feet long in a season and cover your arbor or trellis in no time. Just keep it pruned back a little and it will stay lush and full. The yellow angel trumpets in the demonstration garden beds add to the color and texture around the benches. These beautiful hanging bugle-shaped flowers are very fragrant, bloom at night, and then fade the following day. They attract night-flying pollinators and the garden's many hummingbirds. The angel trumpet is considered a treasured specimen plant in our local neighborhoods, but it has become a naturalized invasive species in Australia, New Zealand, the Caribbean, and Pacific Islands, spreading by seeds, cuttings, and stem segments. You can have a great treasure hunt in the garden this time of year, searching out all the plants bearing fruit. In the children's garden, the apple tree is loaded. In the lower meadow, the amphitheater meadow, and some areas along Lakeview Road, the Chinese fringe trees are covered with fruit that is edible, and some people say you can pickle it somewhat like an olive. There are plenty of pineapple guava getting ripe in the Garden of the Senses, and just between there and the lavender field, the kaffir plums are both blooming and setting fruit. The pomegranates just below the overlook are also on the menu, and in some cases you can see the leftovers from a critter's last meal. If you're feeling like you'd really like to get out of the city on a hike, when you leave the overlook, take Tram Road toward the rare fruit orchard about 100 feet or so to where the dirt road takes off. Veer to the left onto the dirt road and stay in the middle of it until you see the sign for Sumac Trail on your right. This trail is really a hike in the woods and will take you back to the rare fruit orchard, Tram Road, and the beautiful white floss silk tree mentioned earlier. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.